Jeff Bezos was talking about AI is going to be like electricity. He said the same thing whenever the internet came out.
Internet, word of mouth, is more powerful than it has ever been before.
And he's saying that about AI now. It's like, whenever electricity came, how big of a life change was that? Electricity was originally only created to give you lights. But everything else it created after that is where the big boom was. So electricity was originally invented just to light things, and then everything else came after that.
This is Eat, Sleep, Invest, the marketing podcast for real estate investors to get more deals.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Eat, Sleep, and Invest. I'm your host, Brian Driscoll, and today we're going to be talking about AI, right? So AI is a big buzzword. AI has been around for a long time. Facebook runs on AI. Google's algorithms in AI. There's all kinds of different AIs. So, for example, you can use ChatGPT to write things. You can use different tools to make images. You can use different tools to make videos. So I wanted to talk about today what I'm going through. I came up with a 30-day AI integration plan. So basically what I did was I went to ChatGPT and I put in a long prompt. And by the way, if you see this, if you want the prompt, shoot me a message on LinkedIn or shoot me an email or something, and I can give you the prompt. It was fairly long. I found it online. But basically it said, act as an AI trainer and give me a 30-day plan and ask me questions what I want to learn about, right? So that's what I did. And I'm going to run you guys through what the output was. And I'm going to go through this every single day and see what all these tools are. Some of them I know, some of them I don't. So here's what it came up with, a final 30-day AI integration plan. The time commitment's going to be 30 to 60 minutes per day, right? And the crazy thing is when you're messing with AI, you'll see something and you get an idea, you start going down a rabbit hole. Then you start seeing other things and before you know it, like time just disappeared. So week one, what I got going on here, I got week one, AI for marketing, lead generation, and sales. So day one, we're looking at competitor research. They're recommended AdSpy, BigSpy, and Meta Ad Library. It's like, okay, I already get that stuff. That's basics, right? And then day two is generate Facebook and Google ad scripts using ChatGPT, Jasper AI, Copy AI, still kind of basic. Day three, AI generated video ads using Creatify, Synthesia, and Pictory AI. I've used some AI generated video ads before. They're pretty cool. I've never used these specific ones. So this is going to be kind of interesting going through these, seeing exactly what they do. Day four is going to be AI generated voiceovers for ads. We're going to use 11 labs. Which there, that one AI voice that's always on TikTok, I think his name's Brad. I think he's an 11 Labs voice. So they got Murph AI. I've never been on Murph AI before, so I'm going to check that out. And the reason I'm making this episode here for you is so you guys can do the same thing. You can go on to ChatGPT or wherever. I would recommend spending a couple minutes per day just messing around with AI, especially if you're in a business. Stuff is moving so freaking fast. So it's like you want to stay and you at least want to stay up to beat a little bit. You know what I mean? You don't want to be 5 years later and be like, oh, you know what? That World Wide Web was pretty cool. I wish I learned that and get left in the dust, right? So I'm just running through this whole episode is just going to be me running through the 30 days, what the different tools are. And then I'm going to come back after I mess with them and let you guys know. But you can check some of these tools out as well, too, especially if you're not really familiar with AI. Go Google these names and see what they're about. The tools are usually really cheap and some of them are cool. Some of them suck, you know? So day five is going to be ad thumbnail creation and image overlays. That's Canva, which I've already used Canva before. That's no big deal. Runway ML. I don't know if that's any good or not. I'll check. AI generation ad copy variations, CTA testing. So Persado AI and AnyWord AI. Never heard of them before. Automated lead qualification. So this is where it gets a little interesting. I don't know what they're talking about specifically, how they're qualifying leads, but they're talking about Replicant AI, Aircall AI, and Twilio SMS AI. So Twilio and stuff, we already know. Depending on what their definition of lead qualification, it could just be an SMS texting and confirming it's the right person. That's normal stuff. Maybe it's having conversations. There's different AIs that you can actually set up on your lead management to text people, things like that. So that would be kind of cool, right? So that's my week one. Week two, I'm looking at AI for financial insights, sales data, and automation, right? So here I'm looking at the goals are AI performance for my ad performance tracking, scaling recommendations, KPI tracking, profitability analysis, and budget forecasting, cash flow monitoring, and alerts. So here's what I got going on day eight. We're going to research AI-powered financial tools. So you got Tiller, Domo, and LiveFlow. I've never messed with them before. Half the time when I see the financial stuff, they're given like a variation of QuickBooks, so it's kind of lame. I'm curious. And the cool thing is, I'm just going to spend like 30 to 60 minutes on a day and look at them. It's like I look at the tools, they suck, then they suck. But if I look at them, some of these tools are going to be really cool, and then it's going to give me an idea. For example, I was just messing around with ads this week, and I found one software where I could make an AI avatar say a message, say a video, right? And then I had another one that created images for me, and I overlaid them and made some ads, which we're testing to see how they work. So you're just going to rack your brain's going to work when you're seeing these things, and you'll get additional ideas, right? So then we're going to look at day nine, explore AI-based cash flow forecasting expense tracking. They're saying Fathom and Forecasting AI, which I think Fathom is a AI that records your calls. So I don't know what's going to go on there. Then they got day 10, automate financial dashboards and reporting. So you got LiveFlow and QuickBooks AI. Day 11, ad performance tracking dashboard. So Triple Whale, Looker Studio AI. That's probably the basic stuff. Looker, Triple Whale's, I believe, pretty much similar to Hyros. We use Looker Studio. That's Data Studio where you manually pull stuff in. But I'm going to check it out. Hey, maybe there's something that with those I don't know about yet. Automated ad scaling recommendations. You got pause, scale, adjust. Then we got AI generated sales KPI trackers. So lead quality, ROAS, conversion trends. That's what I'm going to be looking at there. I'm going to be looking at, okay, which tools can monitor our lead quality, tell me where our ROAS is and our conversion trends. And then day 14, we're going to be looking at profitability forecasting and automated alerts. So that's the week two. And the cool thing is I got that you can do the same exact thing. I got this whole list from coming up with a prompt and answering some questions, and it's giving me tailored responses or tailored action things, basic stuff that I can start going down a rabbit hole and seeing different things, right? So then what I said on the third week, I want podcast growth, productivity, and personal balance. So AI-driven podcast topic research and guest outreach, AI-powered productivity and scheduling automation, enhanced work life balance and health optimization. So basically, hey, how do I balance all this stuff? I'm going to be looking at my calendar. I already started doing that. I actually put in last week, I took a screenshot of my calendar, tossed it into ChatGPT, gave my goals. And I'm like, here's what I want to do. And it was interesting. It could read the image and then it blocked off. It's like, what's my goal? So my goal is I want to think a lot during the day and I want to have less meetings. So what it did was it gave me a different, it's like, okay, let's do this schedule. We're going to block off these 2 hours every single day for your calls instead of having them all scattered. And then we laid out the whole calendar. So it was really interesting there. We'll see how that plays out, but looks like it's going to be good. All right. So day 15, set up an AI powered personal assistant, Motion, Reclaim AI, or Notion AI. So AI personal assistant, don't know how that's going to play out. It's interesting because we do use Notion. So if this is saying Notion AI, if that's the same thing, and maybe Notion has an AI built in, maybe it's cool, maybe it's not. I do also see a lot of companies offering AI as an add-on in their service. What I'm seeing is I'm seeing companies that specifically do AI are pretty cool. Companies that do other things and then just said, hey, you know what? We're giving you AI as well. Usually their AI is kind of weak, right? So day 18, I use AI to automate scheduling and meeting summaries. So Fireflies and Reclaim. I use Fireflies. Fireflies is awesome. Basically, you just link it to your calendar. Every Zoom call you have, it joins it, records the whole call, transcribes it, gives you short notes. It's pretty sweet, right? So if you ever have to go back at your notes, you're like, okay. And the cool thing is it gives really good recap and action steps. So day 17, AI-powered guest outreach and booking automation. Apollo AI, Clay.com, Smart Lead AI. Don't know what any of those are. Going to be checking them out. Day 18, AI-driven meeting scheduling, task automation, SunSamai, and Notion AI. So again, Notion just popped back up again. Explore AI-powered sleep tracking and health monitoring. This is interesting. Aura Ring, Whoop, and a Fitbit. I do have an Aura Ring. So Aura Rings are pretty cool. So that track, it's a good one they brought up there. That's, I guess that's AI. Then Fitbit AI and Whoop, those tracks sleep also. And then meal planning and fitness optimizations. You got Lumen, Fitbody, MyFitnessPal. I use MyFitnessPal. It's pretty good. All of those are probably pretty good though. And then review AI-driven productivity and personal balance improvements, right? So the whole week three, I'm going to spend learning that kind of stuff. And the cool thing is, like I said before, you start looking at something, you're like, oh yeah, that's pretty cool. I wonder if, and then you start Googling or asking ChatGPT questions and it gives you more information there, right? So week four, AI-generated podcast episodes, writing and content creation. So I started thinking, I'm like, I wonder if you could do something cool. Like, could I have a podcast interviewing Snoop Dogg? Like, I wouldn't do it, not for serious, but you know what I mean? Like, could you horse around and like do things like that? So I started going down that rabbit hole. So it's like AI-generated podcast scripts and episode structure, podcast AI and Play AT. That's interesting because then it could help me. You could come up with the topics of what you wanted a podcast to be about or what things people really want to hear about and then structure it. Because it takes me a lot of time sometimes coming up with the structures. That could save some time there. AI-powered guest responses and dialogue synthesis. Or 11 Labs and Play HT. I don't even know what that means. So I'm going to check that out. They got AI-based voice cloning for podcast discussions. That'll be kind of cool. We'll see what happens there. AI content repurposing for social media. So taking your podcast and repurposing it for like shorts, clips, stuff like that. It is Pictoria AI and Podscribe AI. Day 26, enhanced writing and brainstorming. Oh, I'm coming up with a kid's book too. So I wrote The Goodness Game. And I'm speaking to teachers and parents, things like that. And it seems like there's a really big need in the kids space. So I'm going to be coming up with ideas on how to take the current book I have and brand it into a kid's book. So what we got here is we got ChatGPT, PseudoWrite, Notion AI. Notion AI is popping up a lot. I'm going to look at that. That probably could be pretty cool. AI-powered illustrations and book visuals. Ideogram. So I was using Ideogram just for images, not even for a book, just for ads. Ideogram's pretty cool. Mid-Journey, I hear a ton about. Canva. See, Canva is one of the old companies. I don't know if their AI is really good or not. It's popping up here a lot, so it probably is. But like Ideogram is a brand new AI company, I think. Canva is an old company that's now offering AI. So I wonder if Canva's AI is really high tech or if they're just trying to keep up versus companies like Mid-Journey and Ideogram are coming out straight up with AI, right? So day 28. AI-generated grammar, editing, and audiobook narration. So you got Grammarly AI, 11 Labs, Descript. Day 29, AI-driven refinements to lead generation automations. And day 30, review AI implementation results and plan next steps, right? So what I did was I got a plan breakdown, basically. Well, what I'm doing is a 30-day plan. So week one's marketing, lead generation, and sales. Week two is financial insights, sales data, and budget optimization. Week three is podcast growth, productivity, and personal balance. Week four is AI-generated podcast, writing, content creation. So the cool thing is here, now I have a plan. And for me, because what I first initially set out, it's like, you know what? I'm going to spend 30 minutes a day playing with AI, like just seeing what's out there. And once you start doing that, you start going in all these different directions. So I liked this because it allowed me to kind of get a little bit of focus. It's going to let me touch on every single area that I'm interested to start at a high level. And then I can cut off the crap and I can see what's good and then move down that road. So I would recommend, I'm curious to hear what you guys are doing. What are you guys doing in AI right now? Like, what are you seeing? Are you guys doing anything cool? I know there's a lot of resellers out there that are taking some of these tools and then white labeling them and branding them for themselves. But you guys that are just hustling out there, what are you guys doing? Let me know. I'll fill you in on what I'm doing as well. But anyways, I wanted to make this episode specifically, if you guys are not looking into AI or thinking about it, start thinking about it, start testing it. This is the way I think things are going. I think this is going to be big. I think Jeff Bezos was talking about AI is going to be like electricity. So I think he said the same thing when the internet came out, and he's saying that about AI now. It's like whenever electricity came, how big of a life change was that? Electricity was originally only created to give you lights, but everything else it created after that is where the big boom was. Like, it wasn't created to keep your food cold. It wasn't created to do all these different things. I was listening to the episode on Founders. I think it was the Founders episode where he interviewed Jeff Bezos. And they were talking about electricity. Initially, you had to plug your appliance into your light socket. Like, you didn't have any outlets. You didn't have your house wired for things. You just had lights. So electricity was originally invented just to light things. And then everything else came after that, right? So it's like AI is creating the initial thing, but there are going to be so many things that come from it. Like, for example, washing machines, dryers, refrigerators, like all those things came because electricity was available now, and it created multiple industries. You know what I mean? Computers, all this kind of stuff. So I think AI is going to be the same thing. So I urge you guys, get out there, start checking this stuff out. Shoot me a message on LinkedIn or reply to an email. I'll shoot you out or send me an email. You can send it to info@motivated-leads.com. I'll send you over the prompt also. But anyways, just wanted to get this out there to you guys. If you have any questions or need anything, feel free to reach out. Like you guys know, we do digital marketing for real estate investors. So we find deals. We find the people with crappy houses that want to sell fast. So anyways, thanks for listening. Till next time, get out there, crush it, close some deals. We'll see you guys.